The Loco Hoops Report is presented by H2 Basketball. Rob Benson and Rodney Mayers are building a program dedicated to advancing hoops in the Loco. They're providing opportunities for the area's best ballers to elevate their game through clinics, camps, open runs, and developmental leagues, and their elite AAU travel program is bringing all the area's brightest stars together to rep Loco. See what they're up to at h2bball.com and help the Loco become a hoops hotbed. This is the Loco Hoops Report, covering basketball in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Here are your hosts, Justin Jarrett and Wes Kerr. Hey, Loco sports fans, welcome to another edition of the Loco Hoops Report. I'm Justin Jarrett, joined as always by Wes Kerr, Nick Field, and Rob Benson back with us this week after having to tend to his father last week. Glad to have you back, Rob, and hope Pops is doing well. But let's talk a little bit of hoops, and let's start with the boys today. Last night, Wednesday night, was the final regular season night of the Region 7 4A schedule. And so that wrapped up. We've got the tournament all set for Friday to get started. So we'll preview that a little bit later. We'll get to our players of the week, but let's just start out and go around the room, talk about where we've been, what we've seen this week, and you know, who's looking good going into the postseason as we get ready for the final run. So Wes, I know you've been hitting it hard this week. You've seen a whole lot of basketball. Who's been impressive on the boys' side for you?
Yeah, such a fantastic time for hoops in the Loco, getting ready for the postseason in the 7-4 region tournament. Got some great boys games over the past week. A really nice week for Skeezer basketball in particular. It's great games all around the slate, and really impressed with Hilton Head Christian Academy. They have finally started hit their stride. It's all come together now, and I do think, you know, in years past, similar to this year as well, it's taking a little bit of time to kind of gel. Obviously, football's first, and that transition from football to basketball season takes them a little bit of time to kind of to get raw on the basketball court. But man, they looked impressive with two big wins over Buford Academy and then over Carlton Prep last night. And, you know, it starts right down there in the middle with Isaiah Anderson, and he has been the rock, getting rebounds, making shots inside, and slamming down some dunks. You know, they're looking like a team who really can challenge others in the postseason, and that athletic ability of that freshman is Isaiah Anderson, who's going to be a star for many years to come over there at Hilton Head Christian Academy. Such a difference maker. He put on a highlight reel show Saturday night, laid down some vicious dunks against Buford Academy, a tremendous leaping ability. And, you know, he's just so tough to control on both ends with those skills to rebound the ball and that strength inside. But then last night, it was J.P. Peduzzi's show. In a tie game, knotted up with Carlton Prep. Huge, huge game with playoff implications. He scores 15 points of their last 22 to pull away and pick up the win over the Warhawks. And, you know, great athletes and great players know what it takes to put a team on their back, and that's what he did. He's always had that bulldog mentality, whether it was on the football field or on the basketball court. And he's always been that gamer and that fighter who's just going to get it done in the clutch. And we saw in football season in that great game against Bethesda, making the game-winning catch, and then all throughout the postseason. And you know, although he hasn't had the consistency on the basketball court, you know, with the attention that Carlton gave on Isaiah Anderson, I mean, Peduzzi stepped up and hit some shots in the post and hit some threes. Andrew Helms stepping up with some nice jumpers and some threes, really orchestrating the offense well. And then Brady Backenstubbs, with a pair of big-time triples throughout the game, someone who we haven't really mentioned at all this year, but he came on strong in this contest and delivered with a couple massive three-pointers. So a tremendous performance by Hilton Head Christian to really put themselves in a great chance for a playoff spot with these two wins.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking all year long about Hilton Head Christian Academy kind of feeling like the – hole did not match the sum of the parts, but we're starting to see the potential emerge a little bit here, so that's exciting. And that win over Carlton Prep is no joke. Those guys have been playing really well, as John Paul II can attest. You know, that young team is getting better every time out and making some noise. So that's a nice win for Hilton Head Christian. Obviously, it's a interesting dynamic at the bottom of the playoff picture in that region. And I don't know that we know exactly how that's going to play out still, because there's so much basketball to be played this week. As Nick for sure knows, the Eagles are staying busy, and they're trying to get all those region games in if they can. So it's getting a little chaotic at the end of the season here in that Skeezer region, and we still have another week of it. So we're going to be following that closely, as well as the region tournaments on the public school side for sure. Rob, you got to see, I know you got to see the Coastal Homeschool a lot, but who else you been seeing recently?
Oh man, we've seen pretty much everyone right now. The Christian thing though is I think, noteworthy. I've been watching some of the prep live streams. So there's, I've gotten to see them several times. Bluffton as well. They're sort of a coming of age story. They're not there yet, but they've got some kids coming around. I've been everywhere, my friends, everywhere. Pretty much.
You're right. There are a bunch of teams growing up before our eyes. I feel like we're seeing a bunch of them who are getting a whole lot better real quick after the holiday break.
Youth is sort of served around here, I think, a little bit right now on both sides. You're starting to see kids that now officially have gotten a little traction. Conditioning was so bad so early just because kids hadn't been out there with any consistency. But now kids are starting to get a little bit of their game legs, and their wind. And you can just see some of the younger kids grow up on a bunch of these squads. So it's kind of exciting for the future, that's for sure.
No question. We've also seen, and I think this probably comes with that age a little bit, a lot of inconsistency, and certainly BA would fit into that mold. We saw them blow out Hilton Head Prep by, after losing to them by 40, they come back and beat them by 20, which is just a ridiculous swing. Although then we saw the same kind of thing with Buford High against May River last night. So, Buford High comes out after getting beat by 26 at May River on January the 19th. They come out and handle them pretty easily last night, beat them by 12, but we're really in control of that game. So, we're seeing teams, and I think the COVID interruptions have a lot to do with that too. When did you get it? When did you get shut down for 2 weeks? Makes a difference. And, we're seeing right now that some teams are kind of surging ahead while others are kind of lagging behind. And Buford High looks like a team that, I don't know that they can beat Hilton Head in the semifinals, but crazy things can happen. And they were 3 points away from doing it the other night when Will McCracken went down. So, they're looking like the team we thought they were. Hilton Head Christian is looking like the team we thought they were. And now maybe some of these teams that struggled early on are poised to really make a run. It's not necessarily the teams we expected to be the strongest going into the postseason who are, but then on the other hand, you've got Hilton Head High and those guys are looking ridiculous. It definitely got dicey in the second half against Buford, but they took care of business against James Island, really in control of that game from the start. Will McCracken, no worse for the wear after banging his head the other night, he put up 31. So looks like they're going to be just fine going into the postseason.
Yeah, that's a really impressive performance, especially coming back from an injury like that. And great to see the Seahawks on a roll heading into the playoffs. And how about this? Completing their first regular season region championship since 2005. What a special season it has been for the Seahawks. And, some of those wins have come without Jalen Snead. He has been a phenomenal athlete, both on the football field and on the basketball court. And seeing him win without Snead out there really is a testament to so many guys stepping up all around the court. So Shane Brown, what a phenomenal job he has done. And it really all starts with the star power that Will McCracken has taking over games. But as we've seen, when he's gotten into foul trouble or when he's had to be sidelined due to injury, others have stepped up. So like Carice Campbell in that game against Buford, scoring some big points late. So really, as Sam Suma says, every time somebody steps onto the floor of that team, it's their responsibility to chip in and get the job done. So fantastic job by the Hilton Head Seahawks, and clear the front runners going into the region tournament.
Yeah, I think inconsistent is definitely a good segue to talk about us this season. And I think, like Justin said, a lot of the younger teams, you're going to find some of that. And I don't think we've experienced a season like this, really, where you have so much going on with the COVID and teams quarantining and when they're doing it and, combined with Christmas break. So it's been tough on a lot of teams. And you can kind of see us, we're kind of a roller coaster. We go to Hilton Head Prep after not playing for, 37 days and they spank us. And then they come back, to our place 10 days later, and then we return the favor. And then we go out and lose to Hilton Head Christian. So it's just been kind of a wild ride. I am excited for what the high school league's doing with that region tournament. I think that's something that they should do every year, and that's something that I think the Skeezus school should adopt as well, not just because of COVID, but just to kind of have that end of the season region tournament, get everybody in the same couple of gyms, and then get yourselves ready for the postseason. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I love it, and I'm excited about it. And in fact, that's a great transition to just go into kind of a preview of that Region 7-4A tournament and recap, first of all, what's on the line, but then as well as what the matchups look like. You look at those first round matchups, you've got in the 4-5 game, you got Bluffton traveling to Beaufort High. That's a fairly interesting matchup. Those games have been competitive. Lucy Beckham goes to James Island in the 7-2 game, and then Colleton County at May River in the 6-3 game. And that's an interesting one to me because you've got May River going in, coming off a loss to Beaufort High. Just played two games since coming back off their own quarantine. Colleton has been shut down for like a month. And they're coming out hot for the region tournament. So, you know, what do they look like? They've been in the gym. Hopefully they've stayed in shape, but are they ready to compete in a region tournament? That's a big question. And then another interesting factor is that because James Island and May River both had two losses in the region and did not play head to head, they broke the tie for seeding, but they're not going to break it for home court advantage. So that game would be played at a neutral site if both James Island and May River advance. So that's an interesting dynamic as well. And then, of course, Hilton Head Waiton as the number one seed for whoever wins the Bluffton-Beaufort game. And then the winner of the two semifinals will play for the championship. Hilton Head already in the playoffs. The second spot is what we're trying to decide. So we've got, you know, if Hilton Head wins the tournament, then the runner-up will get that second playoff spot. If not, then the team that wins the tournament will advance to the playoffs. So a lot of different moving parts here and a lot at stake. I think it's going to be a blast, guys. Three good games on Friday, and then the semifinals should be a blast.
Man, this is awesome. What an amazing region tournament this is going to be. A big props here to the athletic directors for really creating a tremendous format to decide these playoff spots and make it exciting as well. Giving each team one last shot to try to make their case for the postseason. So going to be a bunch of tremendous games, some fun highlights along the way on the boys' side. Obviously, you got to think Hilton Head's a strong favorite here. Undefeated regular season champs just waltzed right through James Island on the road last night. So as long as the Kraken stays in the lineup, this team is too much talent for anyone else in the area. So certainly other teams though, who have the opportunity to make some noise in this tournament. And as you said, you certainly can't sleep on Beaufort. I mean, they just took down May River by 12. They played the Seahawks so close every time. You mentioned that 3-point loss in the last meeting, and even the first game, they kept it close right into the very end at Hilton Head High. So it's you know, it's so difficult to beat any squad a third time, and you know, if they can get past Bluffton, which I think they have a great shot of doing so, and I think they have a big time opportunity to give the Seahawks a big test. You know, Ollie Holmes, he could take over a game. Aaron Odom, been a force on the boards. Then you got Daniel Ferris, who's just going to go out, have that big explosion of a game this past week with 24 points, and along with Rush Riley, who he can get hot and make some threes, and that can really change a game. So they want to see their careers end, those seniors. I mean, that's a possibility really going down the wire if that Eagle offense clicks. So definitely going to watch out for Beaufort. That's certainly a trap game for the Hilton Head Seahawks. And then on the other side of the bracket, you got James Island, May River, a potential matchup in the semis if they take care of business. But the team that really intrigues me, and you certainly said it, is Colleton County, a team that is coming off a pause. And this is a team that can get hot quickly. You got some really nice shooters who put on a fantastic show when they came to Hilton Head. Silas Holmes is a great player. You got Alston Sherrill, who's fantastic, senior. It's going to be an interesting game. And, you know, I do think James Island and May River should get it done if they both make it to the semifinals. And that's going to be an absolutely amazing game if that happens. You know, the Sharks aren't happy about that loss to Beaufort. And I think James Island will be favored. But, you know, if Gavin Block can make some shots and that defense can play up to their potential, you know, the Sharks certainly have a chance in that matchup. But of course, if the chalk plays out with the other side, so the winner of that one would make the playoffs. And, you know, if Hilton Head meets up with James Island, it would be at the Nest. And as I said, so hard to take a team down three times straight. So It'll be for the one seed and home court advantage. So I think the Trojans will certainly adjust and try to make it a game. So it should be a fantastic tournament. I think it's Hilton Head's in the taking, but you never know for sure in a one-game playoff. So coming off their region crown, the Seahawks are certainly the team to beat in 7-4A boys.
So for clarification, the region champion is the and the number one seed officially are both the winner of the region tournament. So the Seahawks did lock up the regular season region title, and for historic purposes, I guess we'll call this their third region title, but they haven't technically claimed the region championship and the number one seed throughout the playoffs until they win the region tournament. So there is a lot at stake. There is no lame duck situation here. You know, there's you get home court advantage throughout. It's a massively important tournament, and you're going to see everybody putting it all on the line.
It's exciting. I'm into that. I mean, that's very college ball, you know, and I think that in some ways it devalues the regular season. So I've always the whole concept of one-off rewarding one-off runs. I also think is sort of an odd way of, you know, declaring champions, for example, but you know, certainly brings an excitement level. I know the kids will probably love it.
But I think it's a good combination because you're giving the number one, you're giving an automatic playoff spot to the team that earned it in regular season, the number one seed. So it's kind of a mix of both because that Hilton Head who went through the region, ran the gauntlet, went undefeated, they are already locked in. Same with Bluffton on the girls' side. So I think it's a great mix of both. It rewards the best team in the regular season, but also gives every team a shot to win the tournament.
It just brings a Cinderella element into it, you know, which is what everyone loves in February and March. Like you have kids who can get hot quick. You know, what happens if, you know, one of the better shooters in the area, Rush Riley, or, you know, Blocker, just have a torrid 2-day streak, 3-day streak, or, you know, it becomes a really interesting proposition to then have something like that, a team like that come in and be your second seed, you know.
Even a team like Colleton County. I mean, they haven't won a game, but they've been very competitive with some good teams and they've been working. So, you know, they've got guys who can stroke it from outside. Brian Hamilton put up 30 in one game, you know, like there's some dudes who can shoot it. And if they got hot at the right time, you know, it's not impossible to think about then making it into the championship game and losing to Hilton Head and getting a playoff spot. So you're right. The Cinderella element is very much in play.
Talking guards in the postseason and in tournament, you know, those are the kids who get incredibly hot and can carry you quickly. So far in the regular season, you know, we've seen obviously the McCrackens and the JJ Hayeses have their way by being physical and, you know, big presences with their physicality. Sometimes, you know, the guards pull that away from them in the postseason and it gets to be a little more their game again, which I and that's entertaining to me. So I'm excited.
Yeah. This time of the year is really the time of year that you see the big time players show up in the big time games. Like you talk about, you know, how good JJ Hayes looks in the fourth quarter, how good Will McCracken looks in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know, now like basically the whole next 3 weeks or fourth quarter. So these, you know, top tier players are really going to start showing what they have. And, you know, on any given night, you know, somebody could upset you. You might get a Gavin Blocker who, you know, gets hot. But I think it's going to be the stars that were kind of leading all year that are going to step their game up even further and separate themselves from the pack.
And that really is a difference so many times in sports is when your game is on the line, it's the star power that steps up and provides difference. And I really think we could see some upsets across the board as well from some hot shooters. You mentioned Colleton County, guys like Silas Holmes and Brian Hamilton who can really stroke it. And then I would love to see an amazing story. Alston Sherrill, of course, Alex Sherrill's brother who plays as a senior for Colleton County, had to deal with just that really sad tragedy with Alex losing his life. So what a remarkable story that would be to see Alston make some big shots for Colleton County to get an upset or two.
Yeah, no question. That would be an incredible story, and we'd love to cover that one, even if it came at May River's expense. Sorry, guys. That would be a little secret about journalists. We always root for the story. If the story's good, we want it to happen. Now, sometimes both stories are good, so it doesn't really matter, but you always root for a good story. All right, guys. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun with that region tournament firing up on Friday, and then as well as the final week of the Skeezo regular season with playoff spots on the line too. So definitely check out locosports.com this week. We'll have recaps of every game, and we'll keep you up to date with what's coming next. So going to be a lot of fun going into the postseason. Let's hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with our Players of the Week on the Loco Hoops Report. Hey, Loco Sports fans. If you've ever found a spider or a palmetto bug in your home, or worse yet, if your wife or kids did, you know it's not a fun time. You don't have to worry about that when you trust Bluffton Pest Management to keep the bugs out. The owner, Keith, has been my go-to bug guy for years, and his expertise and customer service are unmatched. Check him out at BlufftonPest.com and request a free inspection. Go bug free in 2021 and go loco with Bluffton Pest Management. When you need a home inspection, you want someone you can trust, someone who feels like a friend. That's why you need to call on Homegrown Home Inspections for a quality, detailed inspection and the kind of customer service you will only get from a small, locally owned family business. Call 843-949-8802 or visit homegrowninspectionsc.com to book your appointment today. Go Loco! Low Country Greenery has been serving Hilton Head for 37 years, offering full-service lawn care, landscaping, hardscaping, irrigation, and lighting, along with the island's number one horticulture plan. Call 843-290-0310 and use code LOCOGREEN to get half off the first 3 months on a weekly lawn care plan or $350 in new plants for your landscape. Go Loco!
Well, our Beef Academy contributor Eric Ellison caught up with head coach Bobby Smith and star player Ben Van Hees after the huge win against Hilton Head Prep. Let's hear from him now on the Loco Hoops Report.
All right, I am here with Coach Bobby Smith of Beaufort Academy after a big 60-40 win over the Dolphins of Hilton Head Prep. So, Coach, how does it feel to get that big win?
It feels really good because particularly there's a couple things involved. We've had such an ordeal with the COVID virus this year with getting players in and out, and we didn't play at one point for a whole month. And so trying to get everybody back and get them to where we would work together and execute and do those kind of things, it was that's been really on my mind. And then, too, we played Hilton Head at their place just about a week ago. And we lost by 40, and it was really humiliating. And we as a team wanted to come out and be ready to play because we knew, you know, they have a great coach and a great team, and we just knew that we were a better team than what we played against them the first time. So it was important that we come out and establish ourselves. You know, win or lose, we needed to get ourselves together for the next games that we had played because we haven't been playing very well and hadn't been able to put four quarters together. So tonight we did. We came out and we played four quarters and we played defense and we rebounded and we made some shots. So I'm just happy to see my team come together.
How big was it to have Elijah Fess and Braden Dedeen back on the court tonight?
I think it was really, anytime you miss players, like we had Malachi out tonight too because of an ankle, and we want to get him back in as well. But anytime you lose players, we had Little Ben out before Christmas, and so when he came back in, it was a month and some days. So we were just happy. We're just happy to have everybody back now, and hopefully we can get ourselves together and play more consistent basketball than we have in the last several games we've played.
Talk to me about the play of the seniors, Elijah Fess, Ben Van Hees, Jay Sean.
I'll tell you, guys. If I'm going to talk about, well, the seniors played really well. There was some probably personal bests for a couple people. One would be, you know, Big Ben. And I think he ended up with 24 points, and I'm not sure how many rebounds, but he had quite a few rebounds and played defense as well. And then, you know, all of our seniors came in and contributed, but I think probably the person that the senior that doesn't get to play as much was Kevin. And he came in and made a couple baskets and got a few rebounds, and he just I think he inspired the rest of us to play hard.
I thought Kevin played a really, really good game tonight. He got, like, I think 6 or 8 points or so, and he grabbed a few really big, strong boards, so I really liked that.
Yes, he was a catalyst for us, I think. I think that once everybody saw him and his performance on the floor, they that energized the whole team. So I was really happy to see him have a good game.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you. This has been nice. Great win. Anything else to say?
No, that's it. I'm just happy for my team, and hopefully we can get it together from this point.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, this has been Eric Ellison for Loco Sports with Coach Bobby Smith of Beaufort Academy. All right, I'm here with Ben Van Heis of Beaufort Academy after a big 60-40 win over the Dolphins of Hilton Head Prep. So, Ben, let me ask you, how did it feel to be out there guarding JJ?
JJ's a great player. He showcased that the last time we played, and he's really showed it all season. But, I mean, I have a feeling that they came in thinking this would be an easy win, easy matchup for them, but we had other plans, and it was a lot of fun competing against him. I think I finally had my standout game that I've really been waiting for a little while now, and having it be against JJ was a great feeling.
All right, so how does it feel getting the win over Prep after, you know, a really rough game there? First game back in 37 days. We're back. And you get the win by 20. How's that feel?
It feels great, man. We came back having a little rough stretch, losing some games that we shouldn't have lost and losing games by an amount that we shouldn't have lost by. But we've really cranked it into another gear at practice and just focusing in before games, and we came out hungry. We came out ready to play. I think we wanted that win more than we've wanted anything all season, and it really showed when we stepped on the court.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
All right. This is Eric Ellison for Loco Sports with Ben Van Heis of Beaufort Academy.
All right. Thanks so much to our sponsors, and especially to you, Rob, and H2 Basketball for presenting sponsorship of this podcast, making it happen this season. It's been a ton of fun, and I'm looking forward to the next few weeks here as we wrap up the season. All right, guys, time for our players of the week. Once again, an embarrassment of riches here. We had some phenomenal performances from all over the place because we've got these teams that have struggled all season that are starting to put it together. So now we got a bunch of new names in the mix. Tough choices today. Who you got on that first pick in the draft, Wes?
I think this week, more than any other week, we've just got so many choices with a ton of ballers all around the area showing off and putting together some big-time games. But my player of the week is going to be Big Ben Van Heis out of Beaufort Academy. I mean, this is a guy, we've had so many high expectations for him to really have that big-time game, that big-time contribution to that team. And, you know, we've seen all the areas in which he contributes to Beaufort Academy, but we were hoping for that really big breakout game, and we finally got it on Monday. 24 points against the best skis of competition in the region with Hilton Head Prep. I mean, I think a big part of this, and I put this in the hoop spotlight, is I mean, having a great game is one thing, but doing it against the best team and one of the best teams in the area, that really highlights yourself as a fantastic player and a standout performance. So, I mean, he dominated some outstanding athletes on that Hilton Head Prep roster. He got it done close to the rim, splashed from outside, and you know, the Eagles just fed him the ball and let him get it done. So, with a big time performance and a statement game that I really think they need to have. And so a versatile set of skills that he really has shown well on the offensive side of the ball. Terrific player, really thrives at the three or the four. And you know, he has that size, that strength. He's got the shot. He's got the clutch factor to get done. So incredibly impressed by Ben Van Heis, my player of the week.
Solid pick. I'm sure Nick's a little hurt that he won't get to talk about his boy, but nonetheless, and maybe he'll go a different direction for us. We'll let him regroup while he tries to figure out where he's going to go now since his guy went number one. But Rob, how about you take the next crack at it, man?
You know, I it's funny you should say crack, because all I've wanted to do all year is pick Will McCracken once. He's never fallen to me, so I'm taking him now.
Good choice.
I have a little daylight, and also I'm a big fan of the gluttony of stats he's putting up. I mean, they're ridiculous. How many did he have the other night versus James Island? What was that? 31, right?
31. Wow.
Yeah, 31. So, I mean, and then of course there's the legendary three quarter game now, which is like kind of lore. You know, where he put up what, 44. Now I know that dates to the podcast I wasn't around for. That's upsetting. I didn't get to speak on that. But anyway, yeah, McCracken, man. I mean, the kid is doing it all for the best team. He's the biggest, most athletic takeover specialist the area has currently, you know. Again, he's a local kid now. We're not claiming him from Cincinnati any longer, now that you guys shed light on that previous podcast that he's actually a Hilton Head.
He's a local boy.
Yeah, and or Bluffton kid. So I feel even better about saying, you know, he's the big dog. He's the one no one can game plan for. You can't deal with it. So he gets my player of the week. And hopefully he can put them on his back a little bit and we can see some sort of legendary run out of Hilton Head we've never seen before.
Heck yeah, man. It's very exciting. And if anybody was paying attention to the fine print this morning, Greg Elliott, former Seahawk coach, the one who led him to those previous two region titles, was our reporter on that one last night. He reached out. He was excited. He was going to the game and he wanted to give me a report on it. So really appreciate him stepping up and helping us out with a big game. And it was really cool to just connect with him and talk to him about the historic nature of this season, really, you know, because they haven't had this kind of success since he's been gone, and it's been a real long time. And even when they did have that success under him, you know, it was something that had not happened in a long time. So very cool to see this happening. And with Shane, who was on the first region championship team, and then Jamal Brooks is on his bench as an assistant coach, and he was on the last region championship game. So all kinds of cool threads going through that story. And again, journalists love a story, and that's a heck of a story that we got developing at Hilton Head High. And we hope we can follow him for a real long time and maybe all the way to Columbia, or actually I believe it's going to be at Aiken this year. I saw yesterday they're considering USC Aiken for the state championship games this year. So, you know, that would be an awesome thing. Yeah, it is. It's a great gym. It'd be a great spot for it. So hopefully we get to follow those guys to the state championship game. And you know, when we talk on the girls' side of things, maybe we'll be talking about another team that might be up there as well. So, all right. Well, Nick, two stars are off the board, including your boy and the obvious choice. So who you got left, man?
You know, I wasn't going to pick either of them, so I'm not sure what you guys were talking about. You know, obviously Big Ben had a big game against Hilton Head Prep. A lot of guys on our team did. You know, Kevin Rogers stepped in and had some huge minutes, you know, 6 points in like 8 minutes, rebound, and he's a kid we never talk about, so I just wanted to say his name real quick. But I think for me, it's going to be JP Peduzzi. You know, he was really the one that made it difficult for us when we played them. Then he had a big game last night, closing it out against a tough Colleton Prep team. A Colleton Prep team that's been much tougher than they have in the past. And, you know, Peduzzi, I think, deserves to shine. He's starting to come to form, and Christian doesn't go without him. So, you know, my player of the week is going to have to be JP Peduzzi.
Another excellent choice. And we were talking about it before you jumped on earlier, Wes and I, just about how dominant he was last night and how he just took over. And I think even when it doesn't show up in the box score, he's still kind of the heart and soul. Like Wes said in the recap this morning, he's the heart and soul of the football team, and he's kind of becoming that for this basketball team, especially down the stretch, a young squad, and he's an experienced guy and a senior who doesn't want to see it end yet, and you're kind of seeing him will them toward the postseason right now. So I do think they may be coming into their own here and could be a tough out in the playoffs. Well, you guys left a guy that I had circled on my calendar, on my draft board. I'm going a little off the board here. I'm going with James Dennison over at Buford High School. You know, he's been a little inconsistent lately after having a nice run of double-digit games early on. But he was an absolute monster against May River last night. He had 14 points, 13 boards, 4 steals, and a massive block in the fourth quarter to help him preserve the win. So, you know, that's an example of a guy who's going to have to step up next year with a bunch of guys graduating and take on a bigger role. And he's starting to grow into those shoes already. And I know, Nick, you are familiar with him and you were excited about him before the season. And now we're starting to see him kind of develop into the guy you thought he would be.
Yeah. I mean, both Dennison brothers, they also have Michael, who's younger than him, is going to be an incredible player as well. So, you know, they're losing some seniors. They lost seniors last year, losing more this year. But having James and Michael Dennison in that program for another year and Michael for another 2 years, is really going to help Huff out, and help them continue to build, and go in the right direction. So, I mean, I couldn't be higher on the Dennison brothers. They're both incredible. And I think Michael, James is a great player. I think Michael is going to be the one that we're going to talk about a lot next year. Just because of how he scores and how he, I think he's going to dominate in the post, but James does a little bit of everything. So it's going to be interesting to watch them play and see what they do next year too.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch those two and Zyron. You know, they're going to look a little different next year for sure. It won't be quite as guard centric, but I'm sure they have some guards coming along, but the bigs are going to be nice. They're going to be real nice. And James, I mean, all those guys can handle, you know, they can even kind of run a little point forward if they need to. So I like what Huff's doing over there. I like the direction of that program. You know, they've got some good young talent. So, all right, guys. Well, once again, we left a bunch of great names on the table this week. You know, Melvin Teal Jr. is an absolute monster at Colleton Prep. We got him shouted out in the spotlight this week. You know, a bunch of dudes who are putting up big numbers, and hopefully they'll keep doing it this next week, and we'll have a tough decision ahead of us next week. That's going to do it for this episode of the Loco Hoops Report. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get a notification every time we drop a new episode. Thanks so much for being a part of this one. And until next time, go Loco.